Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get inside. That was a illustration, a metaphor used in a movie, Forrest Gump, that a lot of people have quoted over the years. And in that illustration, it effectively speaks of truth quickly. Illustrations in preaching are very effective. Jesus used illustrations often. Parables were just another form of an illustration to bring spiritual truth home. When you write sermons and messages, it is important that you understand how illustrations work and how your sermon can be more effective using illustrations in preaching. In this topic, we're going to study sermon illustrations. And we're going to invite back Eric McKinney. He's a senior pastor in Illinois, and he's going to talk three excellent blogs on the formula for sermon illustrations, three types of effective sermon illustrations, and the five elements of the perfect sermon illustration. One of the things I really like about Eric McKinney is he takes a lot of material that's out there and he condenses it into very quick, well-worded principles that help you understand how to do sermon illustrations. Well, we're also going to talk about other presentational type issues, and one that we're going to just skim this topic is going to be, what happens if I freeze? What do I do? What do I say? Andrew Bryant is an international communicator and a coach of speaking, and he's going to kind of bring us into the topic, what happens if I forget my words or I get stuck? In this topic, we're going to have two messages from Bob Bauer, the senior pastor at Faith Church in Dyer, Indiana. And both these messages do illustrations well. And both these messages will be insightful for you as you develop into a preacher. So, this week we're about illustrations. Have a lot of fun and make up an illustration.